The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal. Chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys. Certified financial planner Tony Nafar. And your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner, joined in the studio today by Doug Neal, certified financial planner with Neal Financial Group, offices here in Brenham and also in Houston, about a mile or so from the Galleria area. Ed's running the studio today. Craig's still got spring break week off this week.
I think he's coming back. Weather too.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for him. Yeah. Well, he had a couple of decent days for him and the kids. So we'll get the full rundown from Craig when he gets back. We got full rundown for everybody listening this morning, too, because everybody seems to be really hung up with interest rates, what will happen with the Federal Reserve Board meeting today. Ooh. So, should you worry about that? What about interest rates? What's going to happen with that? All of those types of issues.
How does that affect you?
Yep.
How does that federal...
Besides maybe getting a bump in your crummy interest rate you're getting.
At the bank. Or
at the bank or whatever, yeah.
So we'll discuss that too, how that really does affect you on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. But what does it mean to big companies, including companies here in the U.S., that trade so much in Europe and other places?
What,
you know, the dollar's been way up.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you know that most of these companies get at least 40% of their revenue from other countries, especially Europe?
Some of them get a lot more. Like Philip Morris would be one.
Yeah,
they get
that's
the
right.
The majority of their income overseas.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, big firms who get a lot of their money from those areas, all right? We've got a surging dollar. What will the interest rates mean for everybody who's been already piling into our treasury bills here and treasury bonds? Because we've got a pretty good economy, especially compared to a lot of other folks around the world. And we're paying something for their money. So if you're a foreigner and you want to come and invest in the U.S. in our treasuries, you're going to at least make some interest. If you're investing in Germany right now, you're paying them to take your money.
Yeah, or
it's
negative
interest.
If you want safety. So there's some companies that are countries out there that, is it safe to have my money in the bank there?
Because
they could shut down the bank and not let you get your money.
Right. So all kinds of things going on. And we're going to talk about how that makes any difference, or should it make any difference to you. And maybe your investments in your 401k, your 403b, your IRA, or just everyday stuff. What's it going to do to our inflation? Are we seeing anything here? Are we deflating? All those things do actually matter.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an article coming out in today's edition of the Brenham Banner Press, The Importance of Professional Advice. So do watch for that in today's edition of the Brenham Banner Press.
You might need a magnifying glass because we tried to pack in an awful lot of information in that little spot. So
I do get every once in a while some of you say, gee, you know, can't you make the type a little bit bigger in that thing? We make it about as big as they let us make it over there. And it's surrounded by a black box, so you can see it set apart in the business section. But be patient with it and, you know, put your 300 magnifier glass on.
We're trying to get a whole lot of information in there. It just gets a little tight on some articles.
Yeah. Also, we're going to take a look at, what have you got, Doug? Income tax boo-boos that we don't want people to make?
10 common income tax errors. I had to pull this one out because I just started doing my taxes last night, and that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. So we got just a couple of pointers. Now that everybody's finally gotten their last editions of their 1099s.
And their K-1s should be, I've got three K-1s came out this week of three different things that we had, and I'm still waiting for one more yet, though.
Oh, I know. It's really taken some time this year to get some of these bits of paperwork, whether it's brokerage account stuff or K-1 types of things. Even 1099s, some companies were having issues with getting those things out as well.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on one of those, too. I know it's coming because the company said, hey, have you gotten a 10th? No, I haven't got. Well, that's because the guy forgot to mail them out yet. Okay. Small company. It was a small company we did some stuff for. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it happens, and what you do, you start doing your taxes with the thought that, okay, when that new 1099 or K-1 comes in, you're going to go back in again and do that. Now, that's if you do your own taxes. If you take all your stuff to a CPA or an accountant, it doesn't work quite so easy. They don't like having to come back again and redo it.
No, they don't. So they say, get all your stuff together.
Yes.
And then bring it over here. So anyway, we've got a few pointers for you on that. And we're going to start on all of this stuff. Plus, we're going to, of course, take your questions, comments, concerns, all about you, your financial stuff, your money, your questions, right here on the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. And by the way, if you want to call us right now, Ed's going to play a commercial break here in just a minute. And while the commercials are on, you can talk to us one-on-one, confidentially, on the phone while the commercials are on. So if you've got a burning question, now is the time. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show will be right back.
Flying G Ranch of Caldwell and of Rio Vista, Texas, a registered Angus seed stock producer, will hold their second annual production sale at 1 p.m. Sunday, March 29th, at the ranch in Rio Vista. 65 Angus range bulls and 60 females will sell, plus show heifer prospects, as well as flushes from their top donors. Go online to theflyingg.com or call 979-277-2762. That's 979-277-2762. The sale on March 29th on liveauction.tv. Flying G Ranch of Caldwell and Rio Vista, Texas.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food and a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 830-0450. With over 20 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Pashinsky and choose the delectable talents of Design 2.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They do a lot more than just shipping. They also offer mailbox rental, print and scan services, fax services, a complete line of office supplies, and expert packing services. When you ship UPS, you get the service that gets it there safe and sound. The pack and ship promise guarantees it, or you get all your money back plus the value of the insured item. Stop in and visit with their professional staff at the UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 979-830-8291. The UPS Store. See what one store can do for you.
The Real Gun Show is back.
It's back, and bigger than ever, the Real Texas Gun Show returns to the Fireman's Training Center in Brenham on Saturday, March 21st and Sunday, March 22nd. Don't miss this chance to buy, sell, and trade guns, knives, ammo, reloading supplies, hunting and fishing gear, prepper and survivalist supplies and equipment, military, and much more at one of Texas' best and safest gun shows. The Real Texas Gun Show is the big show, the one with all the good stuff, and is coming back to the Brenham Fireman's Training Center on Highway 290 in Brenham, and parking is free Saturday, March 21st. From 9 till 6 and Sunday, March 22nd from 10 till 4. Kids 18 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Tickets are only $8 with groups of four more adults getting $2 off admission to find everything you've been looking for. Guns, knives, ammo, camping, fishing, and hunting supplies, and more at the Real Texas Gun Show. The good one, where people still have the right to legally buy, sell, and trade firearms and more. Don't miss it. The Real Texas Gun Show is back for 2 days only. Saturday, March 21st and Sunday, March 22nd at the Fireman's Training Center, Highway 290 in Brenham. Free parking available.
If you don't know how good beef is for you, and even if you think you do, tune in for the 4-H Beef Salutes right here on KWHI. Beginning Monday, members of the Washington County 4-H Clubs will present programs about beef and agriculture on Friendly Country KWHI. The Beef 4-H Salute programs are sponsored by Brenham LP Gas, Cattleman's Brenham Livestock Auction, Brenham Veterinary Hospital, and Washington County Tractor. Be sure to tune in every day next week during the noon hour and in the 5 o'clock hour for the 4-H Beef Salutes on Friendly Country KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. And let me give you our office phone number while I'm at it. And I'm going to turn around and give this to you in another couple of minutes so you can get a pencil and paper. But here it is, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And Sharon is there, Brent's there this morning. If you want to set up a time to come by for that free review, yes, we still do those, and yes, we mean it. It is a free review. You can bring whatever it is that's financially oriented or whatever and bring it in. We'll talk about it, give you our best ideas and some suggestions or recommendations. Or sometimes people just come in and say, you know what, I just want to get a checkup and make sure that we're on the right track. No problem. That's great. Hey, the price is right. So come on in. A lot of people bring statements, 1099s, and all that other kind of stuff that you've been gathering up for tax season. You got it all anyway. Perfect time to do it. Just give us a call at the office. Again, here is the number, 979-836-2903. Of course, Doug, they can go to our website,
yep,
too.
We can go to moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com, and you can send us an email, or you can also find our phone numbers there. You can go into the Learning Center, get on calculators, get what you need there. Mm-hmm. It's all right there on that one. I wanted to make a comment on that music that Ed played there. I like that music.
I like that.
Next Wednesday, you got to remember to tell Craig to play that. Because we have Wendy Yates, attorney,
uh-huh,
in town, going to be on the show with us to talk about wills and trusts.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to put that on your calendar. Wendy Yates, attorney, here right down in Main Street here.
Yeah, she's going to hang out her shingle right here on the air.
Yep. That's a good
on
time.
On the program.
The fee is correct. It's
yes.
good fee.
Yeah, so when you get your questions together, you know, should I give away my land now to my kids? Should I let it go to them after I pass away? We have that one a lot.
In other
here.
Words, I moved in from out of state. Is my will still good?
Mm-hmm.
That's another good question.
My kids are all grown up now. Do I need to change something in my will? Maybe.
Yep. Do I need a trust?
Mm-hmm.
So all kinds of neat stuff. That's next Wednesday. Put it on your calendar.
Next Wednesday's program, and that would be Wednesday the 25th of March.
Right.
Okay.
Also, if you have KWHI has podcasts now. I mean, you can go to the website, the KWHI's website, and if you want to look at old shows or listen to shows that we've done in the past, I think it just started a month or so ago, so it's fairly new. You could pull up old shows and listen to them, and we have a few topics there. Sometimes we get off the beaten path.
No, but most of the time, though, we'll have some tackling of a main topic and maybe a subtopic on there. And now some of you who call in, we stop everything and we take your topic on, which is fine. And if it turns out to be a humdinger, we may put that as the title,
right, we'll change the title
of that
and put
segment.
That on there.
But like, for instance, next Wednesday, we're going to have
Wills and Trusts
as the title of that program when Wendy Yates is here with us. So lots of different topics out there. And again, it's going to be available right now, all of our past ones that we've put on so far.
Yeah, I think there's maybe six. I think they started in February, so there's like February and March.
Mm-hmm. So it's KWHI.com.
Yep.
And you'll go to the podcast. There we go. And try to get that. Don't forget our article in today's edition of the Brenham Banner Press. In the business section, the importance of professional advice. Why should you even consider it? Might be some very interesting reasons that you don't know anything about. So at least take a look at it, and maybe it's something for you and maybe not, but at least you'll know. Federal Reserve meeting today. The markets are a little bit down this morning. We had a couple of pretty decent days. Now we're not down as much. I mean, we're basically flat.
Yeah, I think the traders are kind of sitting on the sidelines right now. The big money traders, the program traders, the computer programs, they're kind of just sitting on the sideline waiting to see what's going to happen, what the Federal Reserve, the key one is, are they going to take the word patience out of their report?
All this time, they said, oh, well, we're going to be patient about possibly increasing interest rates in the future. So now we're looking at maybe them starting to bump rates upward because they think the economy here can handle it, possibly. But what does that mean for all the other things? What's it mean for you? What's it mean for your investments? You know, we've already got this huge disconnect between what credit card companies charge us on our card purchases and what the banks backing those cards are paying us for interest on our accounts, right? So that's going to get even more skewed. That's one thing.
Yep.
Cost of borrowing money for business is going to go up.
New home. Heard of a mortgage company say this morning, if you haven't refinanced yet or buying a house, you better do it now and get, if you want your rates below 4%.
Yeah, lock in now is what they're saying.
Yep.
Got a couple of real estate types who are clients, and man, they are busier than one-armed paper hangers right now. They're out there writing business like crazy, selling properties and buying them even themselves for investment because money is cheaper right now.
Yep. And it makes it easier for someone to buy the property or buy a home. Just the cost is easier on that. And plus it's easier for the municipalities and the bond issuers to pay off the debt because the interest rates are cheaper.
Yep.
If interest rates go up, that's going to hurt them and possibly have to raise taxes next year. So, yeah, there's ways it can affect you.
Yeah, and not just, well, I'll get an extra percent or half percent or whatever it would be on my savings account, right? Or maybe bonds that are issued will pay a little bit more, right? Our treasury bonds in the U.S. will pay more. And that's going to do something else then. That means that people around the globe who are already buying our treasuries because we're considered more of a safe haven. So now they're going to really flock over here because so many other countries are issuing bonds with even lower rates or negative interest rates. So that means we're going to have even more people coming in and buying our bonds. Now, that's going to be interesting because if that drives the price of the bonds up, then our interest rates still stay down.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I was at a meeting yesterday and the presenter was talking about, well, the 10-year treasury is a little bit above 2%. Well, do you want to be earning 2% 8 years from today? So they're not real, for investment purposes, for people here in the U.S., that's not real attractive. But if you're someplace else, in Greece, Germany.
In Germany, I mean, they're actually a minus something or other figure, like 0.1 or something. So you're paying the bank, or you're paying the Bundesbank, or whatever they call it over there, and the treasuries and stuff that they have. You're paying them
to hold your funds. So, you know, why should I do that if I can go over to the U.S. and I'll take 2% for 10 years? Because I know the money's, I believe the money's going to be safe. I'll get my principal back, and I'm getting 2% versus having to pay it. And it's still liquid.
So it may be more difficult than the Fed thinks to raise rates here.
I'm guessing that they may go 0.25% would be the highest they would raise the rates. Just to see what happens. Now, I'm not sure if today's the day, but whenever they raise the rates, to me it would be 0.25% at the most. Because just for the reasons we talked about, there's still money flowing in from overseas trying to buy the bonds. And so that keeps the supply, the demand up, which keeps the price up. But any time in the U.S., if you raise interest rates and you have an existing bond, that hurts your principal on that one because your bond becomes less valuable.
Yeah, especially because it's paying less than new bonds that are coming out.
Right.
That are paying the higher rate. So if you have long-term bonds that you've bought individually, you're already knowing what they're going to pay you over what period of time. At the end of that time period, you should get all of your money back that you put into the bond to buy it in the first place. If you have bond funds, that's a different story because all these things, all these bonds that the managers of those funds hold inside of there, like somebody asked me about their 401k plan, long-term bond fund that was available to them. I said, well, you know, if most of those bonds in there are only paying a couple percent or whatever, and I said, and rates start to go up, the value of that bond fund is going to go down because those bonds are going to be worth less as rates go up.
Yeah, because the bond manager has to invest the money in that fund. Mm-hmm. So he had to go out and buy bonds at this interest rate. Yeah. Short-term, intermediate-term, long-term, had to buy the rates. Well, when new money comes in, he's got to go buy new bonds.
Mm-hmm.
But if the share price drops down, the existing people say, well, maybe I should get out of here. And so they pull their money out. Now he's got to sell these bonds at a loss.
Yeah.
And that drives the price down. So that's why the Federal Reserve has got to tread very lightly because it can hurt a lot of people.
Well, and we also have large corporations domiciled here in this country, all right, biggies, that do, as we mentioned earlier in the program, a lot of their business overseas. And the euro in particular, other currencies too, but let's talk about the euro, has been down, way down versus the dollar. The dollar has been surging in value because we've been, again, the safe haven, the good spot on the planet for economies, right? So the exchange rate between the two countries is hurting our big multinational companies that do so much business elsewhere because now it costs people in those other countries more to buy our products. Our imports to them, what we're exporting from our country over there, costs more for the people we're exporting to.
Give you an example of this on the euro. We were over in Europe a couple years ago, and the euro, I think, at that time, hypothetically, it took $1.50 U.S. dollars to get 1 euro. So we'd buy a Coca-Cola in a bottle, can, whatever, in Germany, and it cost you 2 euros. Okay, that didn't sound too bad because tourist town or whatever, and $2. Well, that's really $6.
$6, right?
$3.
It's three.
$1.50 per euro, could talk 2 euros, so it's $3.
$3 for us.
For us. And
to
and
get so, the 2 euros to buy correct. That Coke.
But now the euro's dropping down. There's some predictions that by before the end of the year, it will be even, 1 euro to $1. So now if the Coke over there, the value of that Coke to produce it is $3 or the profit margin, you couldn't take 3 euros instead of 2 euros to buy that one same Coca-Cola. So that's what that interest rate has a huge impact. And that's just one item. There's all kinds of things.
So what we're seeing, though, is even though U.S. companies that do a lot of their business over there have done fairly well, their bottom line is being hurt by the fact that they can't sell as much of their product in those countries now because it costs the people over there more money to buy it. So they're going to buy something from somewhere else, not from the U.S. So that's hurting the bottom lines on some companies, and the Federal Reserve has to take that into account as well because if they raise rates, it's going to cost all those companies more money to borrow money.
Yep.
If they need to do something for their business, and not only that, but it's going to cost all of us more money to borrow money, and it's going to cut profits possibly that way as well.
Another example, this one, India and China doing a lot of growth, two largest growing countries in the world, and so they need infrastructure and they need to build things. Well, you need to buy these great big earth-moving and construction machines that are made here in the U.S.,
But, by a big company everybody probably knows about.
Yep.
Most of them.
Little things that turn into butterflies after a while.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. but they can't buy it now because it costs 20% to 30% more for that same piece of equipment than it did 6 months ago or a year ago.
So the stock price of that company has gone down quite
right.
a bit.
Because their sales have to go down because the companies that the demand isn't as there because of the strength of the dollar. So that's some other reasons. And if you own that stock, it's gone down. If you work there, hopefully you haven't been laid off. Hmm. The same as the oil companies here.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and it's another whole set of problems for oil and gas,
yeah.
right? Because oil is traded in petrodollars, dollar.
U.S. dollar, yeah.
yeah. So, again, lots of things going on. And does it matter to you? Yes. If you look at it in the great scheme of things, it does. So there's your little primer on that. So
yeah.
everybody's going to be waiting about 1 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to find out what the Fed has to say about interest rates. And then we'll see what happens. Meantime, what about some tax boo-boos that you don't want
yeah.
to make? Oh, let's talk about those next, shall we? Here's our phone number, by the way. If you've got a question, if you've got a whole bunch of stuff that you're looking at, it, maybe you're going to look at changing your 401k or 403b investments. Maybe you've been drawing income off of some types of investments. How is that going to play in this whole thing? It's a great time to give us a call on the phone, and we'll do our best to answer your question one-on-one on the phone at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show will return right after this commercial break.
Kids, it's spring break. Time to plan your trips to Horseshoe Junction Fun Park for a great week of action and fun. Are the grandkids coming for a visit? Keep them entertained at Horseshoe Junction Fun Park.
Yay!
Horseshoe Junction Fun Park is 7 acres packed with action like laser tag, go-karts, bumper boats, mini golf, slingshot jumper, cliffhanger, rock wall, and more. The latest addition to the game room is Palladium, a heart-pounding ball blaster system that pits two teams against each other. You don't want to miss it. During spring break, Horseshoe Junction is open from noon till 9 on Sunday, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, till 11 p.m. on Friday, and from 10 a.m. till 11 p.m. on Saturday. Plan to be at Horseshoe Junction every day during spring break. For more information, visit them online at horseshoejunction.com. This spring break, the fun never stops at Horseshoe Junction Fun Park.
When it comes to something as important as your fresh water source, rely on the best. Rely on Washington County Water Well Drilling. Call Thomas Bilski at 836-6189, the professional who can answer all your questions. Washington County Water Well Drilling offers complete water well drilling service and specializes in screens and gravel packing for new residential and commercial wells and repairs on existing wells. Call for your free estimate, 836-6189. Washington County Water Well Drilling, state licensed and liability insured.
Germania Insurance understands what driving means to Texans. It's family time, game time, and how we get the job done. Germania understands because we're Texans too. We offer competitive rates, discount options, and exceptional claim service 24/7. Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Spies Insurance, your Germania representative in Brenham, 979-836-4241.
Trust Germania.
Elders Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Okay, you're not ready to go to a nursing home, but you do need help recovering from a stroke or surgery or other mishap. Now you can rehabilitate at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, now offering outpatient services like physical, occupational, speech, respiratory, and IV therapy, as well as wound care. So if your doctor prescribes therapy, call Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation about their patient service. Call 979-836-9770 or stop in their facility at 400 East Sales Street in Brenham and speak to admissions coordinator Alice Birkelbach.
Do you want more for your money? Well, you're in luck. Hey guys, Tina here with Select Furnishings, letting you know some of our income tax specials. Ashley 14-piece living room sets for only $11.99. You heard that right. You get 14 pieces for only $11.99. Get a 12-piece Ashley bedroom set, including a Serta mattress and box spring for only $8.99. Wow, how could you go wrong with deals like that? And that's just to name a few. The whole store is on sale. Bedroom, dining room, living room sets, mattresses, bunk beds, you name it. It's all on sale. Ashley 14-piece living room sets for only $11.99. You heard that right. You get 14 pieces for only $11.99. Get a 12-piece Ashley bedroom set, including a Serta mattress and box spring for only $8.99. We offer in-house, no credit check financing, along with 120-day same-as cash. Shop local and get more for your money at Select Furnishing, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. See you there!
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Must have really been raining.
Hey, listen, out at our place.
sitting
on the dock of the bay there. That was me getting out of the driveway. Anyway, hope you're high and dry, everybody, and... Is this supposed to last very long? What's the forecast, Ed? What's it say?
Yeah. Right now, the forecast that we're looking at is supposed to be about a 20% chance of rain tomorrow.
Okay.
And then 100% Friday and Saturday.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And then sunny on Sunday. But Friday and Saturday, there's a good chance it's going to get kind of ugly.
Okay. Wowie. Okay.
Good time to get your taxes done.
There you go.
Study up on your investments.
Study up on your investments. Look and see how things are going. Hey, especially after whatever's going to happen this week with the Federal Reserve and interest rates, and we're going to have some idea of where things are going. Also... this morning, I think oil and gas is down again. Oil.
Well, I just shut off my little phone.
Yeah, now we have a football stadium on there. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I love smartphones. When they're dumb.
When they're dumb. I think it might be the operator.
Oh, operator error.
The phone only does what you tell it to.
Yeah. And we don't want you to have any operator error, by the way, when it comes to your taxes. Doug's got some boo-boos he doesn't want you to make while we're looking for the oil price thing here. But it was down to about, what, $42 a barrel or something this morning. And again, everybody's kind of worrying about this Federal Reserve thing because oil is traded in dollars. They're called petrodollars. And what happens with our surging dollar versus everybody else in the world's currency and what our interest rates may do or not do also plays into that. So oil getting a beating... Not just because we have a lot of it we've been pumping and there's like a more of it than apparently we're using all around the world right now, but the other thing is that the dollar is also so high against other currencies from people wanting to buy oil that that's affecting the price as well. So there we go.
Yep. I was trying to find it. We'll do that later.
He's trying to find it. Okay.
I got the euro. The euro is one that takes $1.06.
Well,
for 1 euro.
It may get down to 1-1
right.
before you said.
That's
you said
right.
As they were saying by the end of the year, it may be...
Sooner than that.
Sooner than
it
that.
It might be this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Depends what the Fed does.
There you go.
Okay, so if you want to have more money in your pocket, these are some income tax errors you should not make or be aware of.
Okay.
One thing, not in any particular order... But one thing that you may do is if you're buying mutual funds on your own, be sure and don't buy it right before it's going to pay a dividend. Because if a mutual fund is worth $10 and it's going to pay a 50-cent dividend, the day after it pays a 50-cent dividend, in theory, the share price will be $9.50. So you bought it at $10 a share. Now it's at $9.50 a share, but you got paid to 50 cents. So you still have your $10, but now you got a taxable event.
Yeah, you got that 50 cents.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but if it's in an IRA, same thing. It doesn't always, I mean, it doesn't drop exactly by the dividend, but there's, it's better to buy it after the dividend because you get it at a cheaper price and it grows back again and mm-hmm. it makes more money. Another one is a lot of people are charitably inclined and they like to gift things. Well, instead of gifting cash, why don't you gift some stock or mutual fund shares that have
especially if it's appreciated
right.
if in it's value.
Because you get a deduction of the fair market value. We've got a lot of clients that have retired from companies that have they were in stock ownership plans, whatever, and they bought it, you know, a share price at $10 a share hypothetically, and today it's worth $30 a share. Well, if you gift those actual shares to your church or college or institution, you get it. You gifting it at a $30 a share price, not the $10 you paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's to a nonprofit. That's gifting. So instead of giving cash, if you have some appreciated securities, that's a much better way to leverage your tax deduction. Now the same thing goes likewise if you have securities that you have a loss on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't gift those because you don't get to claim the loss. You get to claim the fair market value. So if that $10 share price is worth $5, why are you giving the $5 shares? Because you only get the fair market value, which is $5, and you lost that gifting opportunity. You're better off gifting cash then in that regard. Another one is to, when you're doing your taxes on the schedule where you've maybe bought and sold some mutual funds, and you have to pay tax on the profit of those. A lot of people forget to compute the basis, the accurate basis of their mutual funds, because if you've held that for several years in an after-tax account, it pays dividends, capital gains. Well, each year you get a 1099 saying that, okay, you made so much money in a capital gain and so much interest or dividends, you paid tax on that already. So that comes in as part of your principal. If you don't compute that, you're paying tax on the shares that you already paid tax on.
Yeah, so be careful. Just be careful.
That's mm-hmm. another one. Some people, I noticed this last night when I was doing my own, the question was, they forget to carry over their loss from last year.
Mm-hmm.
You can only claim a $3,000 loss against ordinary income. Now, you offset short-term gains with long-term gains, and if you still have a loss after that, say you have a $4,000 loss in 2013, well, you can deduct $3,000 of it. You still got $1,000 left of loss. You can carry that over to 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people forget about that because they just haven't thought about it. And, okay, what's another one? The gifting, mutual funds. You got to watch the AMT liability, alternative minimum tax. That's still there. That was put into place to
supposedly tax the rich more.
Yep.
But it really hasn't.
It hasn't adjusted at all.
So it's taxing more and more middle-income people.
If you have enough deductions and mm-hmm. family deductions and charitable gifts and depreciation and all that kind of stuff, you may make over $100,000, $150,000, but because of all your deductions, you pay very little tax.
Mm-hmm.
The alternative minimum tax comes in and says, okay, we'll look at your taxes again, but this time you don't get to claim the municipal bond tax-free income. You don't get certain deductions if you make too much money, and you end up paying tax on the alternative minimum tax, and that's come down considerably on the limits for that.
Yeah, so that means it catches more and more of us. You don't have to be some multimillionaire to have that hit you.
Yeah, so that one's another one that people forget to do, a common income tax error, especially if they're working with a financial advisor, is to deduct the advisory fees.
Mm-hmm.
The fees you pay, people like us, they're tax deductible off your income tax.
Yep.
So a lot of people forget about that. And then, those are the biggest ones. Those are the biggest things that people screw up on.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you have a taxable, like a brokerage account or something, your trading fees can come off also.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Yeah,
so if you're getting charged every time you buy or sell something, even if it's some online firm doing it for you, remember to write that down, because your cost of those trades, it was $10 in and $10 out, or $50 in and $50 out, whatever it was for you, you got to put that on your tax return. Make sure you count that.
Okay, another one here, that if you do any trading with securities, it's called the wash sale rule.
Briefly.
Okay, briefly. Investors who sell securities that recognize loss for tax purposes. You bought something, it went down in value, you sold it so you can get the loss, and then you decide to buy the stock back again in the future because you want to keep that stock because you think it's going to come back. You got to wait 30 days before you can buy it back. Otherwise, they disallow that loss.
Okay, so it's 30 days. Actually, it's 31 days.
31 days, yeah.
Then you can buy it back and still claim the loss from before.
Right, because there's a lot of companies that we've, individual securities that for whatever reason they've gone down in price. A lot of these oil companies are a good example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going away. They're hammered because of price of oil down. So if you bought it at $50 a share and your company's worth $40 a share, and say, okay, I'll sell my $40 a share stock now and take that $10 a share loss,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll buy it back again because I know it's going to come back and go past the 50. You got to wait 30 days. You got to wait till 31 days before you can buy it back and still claim the loss.
I bet there's a few people doing some of those things out there. So that's just kind of a thumbnail sketch. Obviously, we're not CPAs or accountants. We're not giving you advice on this. We do still suggest that you see your tax professional and discuss these things. But we did at least want to mention a few ideas for you that you might want to bring up with your tax professional. Or if you're doing TurboTax and do-it-yourselfer stuff, again, most of these programs have everything all up to date and programmed into them. Don't use last year's or 2 years ago version of something.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's always something that changes.
So that and good records are always the best thing.
Yeah,
keep good records, and especially if you the people that do their own tax. That's kind of risky. I'm not opposed to it. But if you've gone to a CPA, and I'm not saying anything bad about CPAs, we use them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you go to the CPA and your taxes haven't changed much in the last 3 or 4 years, I mean, your income that comes in and your expenses that go out and your deductions, and it's the same thing every year, it's just the numbers change a little bit, you know, whether it's a little bit higher, a little bit lower. You could buy one of these software programs and do pretty much the same thing and probably cut your price down. That you pay. Just a thought.
Okay.
But if you have a new home or a new marriage or
new
jobs,
kids.
New kids, some distribution from your work.
Or maybe you're putting money in an IRA and you didn't do that before, or a 401k,
right.
And you've got to start balancing these things in and out. Sold your house.
Yep. Then you better go get one done. I've seen a lot of people, they've been pretty stable, and then they sold a piece of property or they sold their house and turned around and maybe bought another house. It's like, okay, there's a whole lot more to it than just simple profit and loss.
There you go. So, also, there's some really pretty good information, general stuff, on our website. You can go to the Learning Center on there. Lots of different articles about how things work, some basics of tax stuff, just things to think about, and how some of these things work. So you're just a little bit better educated on it, so you can ask the right questions when you get together with your tax professional eventually. And that website is
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. The smartphone finally figured out how to find the oil futures.
Well, they're down a little over a buck right now, $42.34 a barrel.
Yep.
Now, I've been seeing people saying, $40, and that's going to be pretty much it. I don't know. I've got other people who say, well, if we break 40, it's going to 30.
Yep.
So.
Or you haven't heard too many gold bugs recently.
No, everybody's like, oh, start piling into gold. Well, gold is down, let's see.
$1.60?
About $1.60. It's at $11.46.60 an ounce. And again, if you're going to do these alternative things, be very careful. Read up on it. Do as much study as you can. Talk to your advisor, whatever. Figure out what you're doing there before you take the big leap.
Yeah, see, and gold is a very volatile investment.
It's even more volatile than oil.
Yeah. I don't hear those commercials on anymore how high gold is going to go, because I remember it was, what, $1,800? Close to $2,000 an ounce?
Well, remember, we went over $2,000 an ounce. That wasn't that long ago.
See, now we're down to $1,146. That's a heck of a loss for something that doesn't produce an income.
Jewelry is nice.
Yes. Now there you get a return on your money depending upon
if you can
the
wear it
form.
It's good stuff as far as I'm concerned, but you do your homework before you do any type of investing. And if you want to find some things out, again, we got great info, general financial topics about all kinds of things on our website at moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. Or pick up the phone. Call us at the office. That's fine, too. Here's our office number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Always look before you leap on anything that's going to be an investment, cost you money now or in the future. Look before you leap, and we welcome you to come in for that free review. And come in and ask your questions. We'll give you our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are we've probably seen whatever you're about to do before. We've seen
somewhere,
it all.
Somehow, yep.
Yeah, so welcome to do it. Again, our number is 979-836-2903. All right, coming up on a break, and we're going to go check some more things on the markets. Any more scuttlebutt going on about what's happening with the Federal Reserve?
I've got another scam that just came across my computer yesterday.
Okay.
It looked really good, but I'll touch on that when we come back.
Yowie, we don't want this to happen to you. Yep. So plus if you want to talk to us right now, we got a break coming up right here. Ed's going to roll the commercials while they're playing. Perfect time for you to call us if you're shy. Nobody else is going to hear you, but me, Doug, well, Ed'll hear you, you know. But anyway, here's our number for that, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Dial us now to plug in right now with the Money Makeover Team.
Enjoy April Fool's Day with free admission to the Bluebell Aquatic Center on Wednesday, April 1st. The City of Brenham's Bluebell Aquatic Center indoor pool is open weekdays from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Looking for a unique site for a birthday party? The Aquatic Center is a great place to hold special events and private parties. For more information about the activities at the Aquatic Center, call the Recreation Line at 337-7250 or visit online at cityofbrenham.org. Bluebell Aquatic Center Pool, 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
Full. Glenn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman's Association invite you to the first annual Glenn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 24th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Glenn College students. To learn more about the event or to register yourself or a team, visit us online at foundation.blinn.edu. Come out for great food and fun while supporting Glenn College students.
Giving flowers is a custom as old as time, and flowers are always very much appreciated. Brenham Floral offers fresh flowers, blooming plants, foliage, balloons, fruit and gourmet baskets, greeting cards, and more. Everything you'd expect at a professional florist shop. They can also wire your flowers worldwide. Brenham Floral, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, is a full-service florist for life's special moments. Owned by Debbie Woltman and Destry Kohlmeyer for 15 years. Call your orders in at 836-3566, and they'll deliver. Brenham Floral, 2630 Highway 36.
Dreaming up the ideal retirement is your job. Helping you get there is ours. That's why we encourage you to contribute to an Edward Jones IRA by April 15th. By investing in an Edward Jones IRA, you can take advantage of the potential tax benefits for 2014 and give your money more time to potentially grow. To help make sense of the retirement goals before April 15th tax deadline, contact me, Andrea Holly, your local Edward Jones financial advisor at 414 North Park in Brenham. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, coming back with the last segment of this edition of the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover Team here in the studio for you this morning. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner. Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, joining me here, and Ed's running the studio. If you got a quick question, we got just a few minutes left. Here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Okay, let's hear about that scam.
New scam that came in yesterday, email, has to do all in the news today. Blue Cross Blue Shield out on the West Coast got hacked, and all kinds of information got gone. So people are really trying to get your information. And this one, it was from the email was from Wells Fargo. It had a picture of a lady and her name, and said, "Here are the updated documents that you need to complete. Just click here." And it looked exactly like the Wells Fargo website.
Oh, wow.
And I've got an account. I got my mortgage with Wells Fargo, and I'm thinking, well, did I do something on there? Do I have a new website? No, delete.
Mm-hmm.
Delete.
I get them on from Chase, you know, somebody who says they're Chase Bank.
Because they copy the logos. Yep. But this was the first time I've seen somebody put their picture on. I'm sure it's not her.
Yeah.
They're just a picture and a name, and it looked real.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't do anything, don't click here on any of that stuff.
If you have a question, too, because one of the things I got, like, actually it was from Bank of America, and it said it was. And it looked super official.
Yes.
And I just thought, you know, I'm just going to call and call the bank, give them my account number, and ask them if I have any bank alerts or anything.
Right.
And they said, nope. And they said, would you please let us know what that thing says that you've got? Because they want to know.
Yeah.
So they can stop these things. They want to be aware at the bank firms, whoever they might be for you. So let them know.
Yeah, because you're not the only one that got that. A couple of million other people.
Oh, yeah. So that kind of wraps it up for today's edition of the Money Makeover Show. Thanks for being with us. Don't forget to take a look for our article in the Brenham Banner Press today, all about the importance of financial professional advice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Does it mean anything for you? Is it possible to go out and get it? What are the pros and cons? Good article, just some bullet points on that. Meantime, you got questions, call us at the office, 979-836-2903, 836-2903.
We'll be back here on Monday.
All right.
So stay tuned there, or you can go by the KWHI.com website and listen to the podcast if you couldn't catch all of this show.
All righty. There we go. So thanks a lot. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.